This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's colleagues have come to his defence after he was attacked by his Israeli counterpart. In a social media post, Benjamin Netanyahu has described Mr. Albanese as weak and a betrayer of Australian Jews for the government's decisions to recognise a Palestinian state and deny a visa to controversial Israeli politician Simcha Rothman. Cabinet Minister Claire O'Neill says Mr. Netanyahu's attack on Mr. Albanese is the latest in a string of such incidents. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, who denied Mr. Rothman the visa, is standing by his decision. He's told the ABC Mr. Albanese's actions are a far better example of leadership than Mr. Netanyahu's. The Business Council of Australia says there's no need for new laws governing the use of artificial intelligence in the workplace. The role of AI is set to be one of the main topics discussed on the second day of the federal government's productivity roundtable in Canberra. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has previously said AI could be a game changer in terms of helping Australia's living standards and boosting sluggish productivity growth. But some are also warning that AI can cause problems. Business Council of Australia Chief Executive Bran Black says those calling for new laws around AI misunderstand how it's changing workplaces. Police are looking for the perpetrator of the second public shooting in Sydney in the space of 3 days. A man was shot in his car around 7 p.m. last night in the Western Sydney suburb of Winston Hills. He later died in hospital. He's yet to be formally identified. It comes 2 days after a 39-year-old man was killed and a 31-year-old man was injured in a shooting outside the Harold Hotel at Forest Lodge in Inner Sydney. Police are also appealing for help in finding that shooter, as well as a dark-coloured vehicle that left the scene. Air Canada has reached a deal with the union for the airline's 10,000 flight attendants, ending a strike that disrupted the plans of hundreds of thousands of travellers. Workers walked off the job over the weekend, affecting around 130,000 travellers per day as flights, including several to and from Australia, had to be cancelled. The airline warns some flights may still have to be cancelled over the next 7 to 10 days, while the airline's schedule stabilises. The deal has been reached with the assistance of a mediator. India is to ban online games played with money, citing the psychological and financial harm they can cause. The bill has not yet been made public, but has been drafted by the country's IT ministry. It's a heavy blow to an industry that has attracted billions of dollars in foreign investment. Venture capital firm Lumikai says the Indian market for such games is, or at least was, set to be worth $5.6 billion by 2029. Particularly popular have been fantasy cricket games, endorsed by top cricketers in the cricket-mad nation. In rugby union, the Wallabies say they are expecting more out of South Africa's kicking game when the two sides clash again in Cape Town this weekend. After Australia's surprise win over the Springboks in Johannesburg last weekend, South Africa have announced a whopping 10 changes to their 15-man starting lineup for the match, including the recall of veteran Andre Pollard at the crucial fly-half position. Australian back Andrew Kellaway says Pollard's recall, the bad weather forecast for this weekend's game, and a number of other factors mean the Aussies are expecting more of a typical game plan from the South Africans. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.